Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to the playoff edition of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. I don't know what episode it is. You know,
Who cares?
I don't care. All right. Here's the thing.
Might be the last goddamn episode, Barry, I tell you that much.
We've been trying to preach positivity for 2018, and I feel like we've been doing pretty well up to this point. And we dropped the ball a couple times. Our schedules got crossed up, so we weren't able to do a podcast in these playoffs until now.
Yeah, we missed a positive aspect.
Because we were riding high for the first two games. Life was good.
Oh, yeah. I talked so much shit.
I talked a lot of shit.
Yep.
We watched game three. One of the drunkest nights I've had in recent memory. Got very... But you know what? Didn't matter. We're like, whatever.
One game, you know, we knew we were going to, you know... Could have happened, but two.
And now here we are.
Didn't so, think the series would ever be tied.
I mean, you know, if we were a professional, you'd look for an alternative angle at this to try and provide some insight and valued entertainment to anyone that's tuned into the podcast. We're not professional.
No.
Never have been.
Never claimed to be.
So... We're going to be pretty depressed for most of this thing, I think. We're going to shit on some people.
Yep.
It's time for the shout-outs.
Because here the fuck we are again.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Because we're the Toronto fucking Raptors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, you know?
Yeah, all too familiar conversation.
Drake, here's your royalty money. Enjoy it.
There you go, buddy. Hopefully you're there for the next game and... But if you're not, I get it.
I six.
No problem.
You're like, this shit is happening again?
I wouldn't global ambassador for this. This?
No.
Raptors Republic, shout out to those guys. We've got our first Comedy Records 4-on-4 basketball game of the Spring League tonight.
Starts tonight.
We've signed up Corner Sniper. You know him and love him. The man from RR. Zerar.
Has
Next
been recruited,
week.
And well, we're also going to lose, just like the Raptors.
But at least we're expecting that.
Yeah, no.
There's no delusions
we're not,
of grandeur
we're not
going into
we,
this.
We did a culture change or anything like that. We know what we are.
Thing one.
Overall mood.
Well.
It's just like, God damn it, you know?
Yeah, it's not even, like I'm not hitting the full panic button at all, but I'm like...
It's just like, can't we have anything nice, you know?
No, we can't.
We can't win a series in five.
No. No, we have to work for everything. Everything has to be hard and long and
painful.
Drawn out and, oh, God damn it. DeMar DeRozan.
Now, game four, I saw the first half, and then the second half, buddy of ours was doing a show, had a great time. Very good show, by the way.
Well, you spent your evening...
It was a lot of fun.
In a better place than we did.
But I set up my phone for all the score updates. I'm sitting there. It's on my lap. Going into the fourth quarter, I dropped the phone, and it fell under the seat in front of me.
It's over.
And it's in a theater, right? So it's like I can't lean forward. So I had no idea what was happening until the show was over. I get my phone. I ask the gentleman in front of me, please. He's very nice. Gives it to me. I've got 10 unread text messages, and they're all... profanities.
Yeah.
From various friends, yours included. You
absolutely.
Got a nice all caps profane text.
Yep.
And I was just like, well, you know, what happened? We were up by 16, I think, in the third when I was watching. 14, maybe.
We should not have lost that game. That's what it. I don't remember what we were up, though. I mean, we looked like we were cruising to victory in the first half of that game. And then they put on a run, and we couldn't score. And then DeMar DeRozan, I don't know, decided this was 2-3 years ago. And it's like, maybe it's going to be different this time. Nope.
He got the ball. He's like, guess what, guys? Culture change back. And just started breaking.
Yeah, we changed right back, baby. Step back three.
Step back. Culture change back.
Yeah. Didn't need that. I mean, to be fair, DeMar did say he regretted taking. He wished he could have a lot of those shots back. And we do too, DeMar.
I couldn't bear myself to watch the whole game. I watched the replay. I watched the Raptors in 30 just to see what happened. And a lot of people talked about it in the press today. A lot of guys passed up open shots.
DeLon looks like he's scared to take a three-pointer.
Yeah.
CJ can't hit anything.
What happened to that, man?
CJ's just he might as well be playing for the Wizards. There's no point to CJ. CJ doesn't play defense. He just bricks every shot he takes. God damn it.
So frustrating.
Sucked.
I don't get it. I really thought this was for sure in five, if not a sweep.
You know what it is? We just can't be close in games.
Mentally.
Because we're just not, we don't succeed when the game is close like that. We go back, we revert back. They get like, they're terrified. They're terrified. And you know they stop passing the ball and you're like, oh, God damn it, guys.
I can't take part of the blame for this because when we were watching game three and they were trailing, I remember drunkenly saying, now that's my alibi, is that I was hammered, so this wouldn't hold up in court, I don't think.
No.
But I said more than once, I'm not even
scared
about jinxing this. I'm so confident we're going to win this series. And I was confident they were going to come back and win game three.
Yeah.
But...
And then that hole just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
And ever since I've said that, it's been nothing but disaster.
Oh, you jinxed the team, Barry.
So I'll take it. It's on me.
It's on Pabst Blue Ribbon, I think. We're gonna
the tall boys.
The tall boys lost us that game three. And so DeMar DeRozan lost us game four.
No, I'll take it. I'll take game four, too. Let's blow up the team.
No, Barry. Game four is on DeMar DeRozan. I was angry. I don't know, man. I'm angry. Like, he's not even doing anything on defense. It makes me. All he does is complain. Complain. His guy beats him. He fucking swings at the ball like a psycho. Does nothing.
I will say
and then
that.
Often, would he take like 95 goddamn shots yesterday too?
He took a lot of shots.
Oh
yeah.
My lord.
Silver lining. I was with. Friend of the podcast, Tim Golden, who is a big-time Celtics fan, and I was, the ride home from the show, I was distraught. I was not in a good place. I was just like I felt like I just got dumped, you know?
Yeah.
My stomach was very, I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, don't worry. In 2004, when the Celtics won, round one, Atlanta pushed them to 7, and Doc Rivers said they needed that. They needed to get pushed in the opening round. Because that sort of woke him up.
We need to be woken up or...
No.
that's what we need. We need to wake up or we need to find a way to not play like how we fucking always play.
Always. Every year. Goddamn year.
So yeah. So it is, and it's like, there's no... What analysis is there to do? Like, play like how we played all goddamn year, we win the game. If not, we're right back to where we were.
Just seems so simple when you watch it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, if you guys pass the ball, we're going to win.
Yep.
And then if you don't...
Trust your guys, man. And you... Oh, God damn it.
It's just... I don't know. I don't even want to think about if they don't come out of this series. Because I don't know. I honestly don't know what I'll do. I'm going to have to reevaluate a lot of my life, I think, and where I'm spending my free time.
I'm going to... I don't know, man. Go down by the docks and get on someone's boat.
I'm going to need a hobby. A boat?
Oh, yeah. I'm leaving I'm leaving land.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's fair. Hopefully. We might have to go find that volcano we talked about in the last.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not, that doesn't seem like that bad an idea anymore, to be honest.
Here's something that I did like about this the past two games that that I've seen is that Kyle Lowry is like in a Jurassic World commercial.
Really?
Oh yeah, buddy. It's Kyle Lowry dribbling and like there's a raptor in the commercial. And Kyle Lowry does say like life finds a way. And I was like, this is the greatest shit that's ever happened.
Holy fuck.
Life finds a way.
Okay. That's got to be our mantra for the rest of the series.
Absolutely.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
The other thing that's frustrating is how fun things were game one and two. Drake was...
Like he says, life finds a way, Barry.
Right?
Life finds a way.
Drake was calling out John Wall on Instagram, getting bodied by 20.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep. He called Kelly Oubre a bum. That was great.
Fuck.
They asked Kelly Oubre about it. He's like, that's still my dude, though. I'm like, that's good. Yeah.
All right.
It was all fun and games. Much like Jurassic Park when you get it there. You know, looks like a great idea. I'd love to go see dinosaurs.
Yeah.
However, they'll break out and eat your goddamn family. And that's what's happening.
Life finds a way.
Didn't, in the new one, I swear they're using stuff that they've used in past Jurassic Parks. Are they not?
Yeah, it's like Star Wars. There's only one story you're going to tell.
But like when there's people surfing and then there's the thing in the wave, wasn't that in one of the last ones? And when the woman, when the girl or...
The same dinosaur was in Jurassic World, the first one, yeah. But that's how they get out, right? He's in the ocean now. He was in a tank.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise, Barry. The dinosaurs get out.
How many fucking times are they not going to listen to Jeff Goldblum? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Now they got him in court.
How many times does this man have to talk and predict these horrific...
That's what we need, assistant coach Jeff Goldblum to, to help us out. Tell us not to repeat the same goddamn mistakes.
Yeah, and then when...
This is amazing.
When... DeMar's jacking his fourth straight ISO play, he'll be like, you know, no one asked you if you could, it was if you should, right?
Yeah,
but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
This is the thing that's so terrifying. Not terrifying, so just like, I don't even, like, I'm like dumbfounded, because it's like, yeah, they could easily go and destroy Washington the next two games, and everyone be like, oh, would you guys get word for, or whatever. They could also lose the fucking series, just because that's, who, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, right?
Well, I mean, history, you know, it's not on our side, so.
Why has it got to be so tough? Why can't we have nice things?
Yeah, because our team's insane sometimes.
What's your overall gut? What's this series going?
Goddamn it, Barry. I think we destroy Washington at home, and I think we pull it off.
Let's first of all just say it sounds like a very confident.
Yeah. Hey man, but we're blowing at home. I'm confident at home.
Right.
Much like you said, the 0-4 Celtics, like I think it'll be close. We get past it, and that's the test that we need. But like, buddy, this could have gone to game 7. You stupid idiot. You're gonna make Masai look bad. Don't do that.
Right. Okay, I'll say Raptors in 6. I think they're shook. And I think DeMar is not going to have another one of those games, only because he's going to pass at every opportunity first.
But I think they're playing him for that.
What do you mean?
I just don't...
Oh, the Wizards are playing him? Oh.
Yeah, they know like the offense is going through DeRozan now.
Right.
Be nice if CJ could hit a shot once in a while.
Be great.
Take a little pressure off everybody, but
yeah, here we are.
He must have a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah, no, he can't be doing too well. And Corey Joseph, on the other end, is playing well in
kicking
Indiana.
Ass.
Yeah. Well, here we are. I don't know what else to say.
Nothing else to say, Barry. You know? We just gotta wait and see, as always.
Fuck.
Looks like my June's freeing itself up real quick,
I know,
though.
I know. That's the thing. We discussed this earlier, too, is because we've had shows or whatever because we didn't know when the schedule was going to be.
Yeah, just losing money. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so, like, bailing on all these different opportunities. And after the first two games, I was like, I'm not taking anything for the next month and a half.
Not happening, yeah.
And now, you know,
You got a line of credit. Let's get this going.
Come on.
You bankrupted my family, DeMar.
Life finds a way.
Same thing, too.
Before the playoffs started, buddy of mine sent me an article from The New Yorker, no less. The anxiety and fear of the Toronto Raptors fan. Okay. It's written by Alex Wong. It's a great article. Basically talks about how the Raptors are a very paranoid fan base. They interview, or they have a couple quotes from Zach Lowe saying, hey, man, I'm not sure why they're so hard on themselves.
Well, Zach.
This is why, Zach. This is why New Yorker and Alex Wong. This exact moment.
Yeah, right
this
here.
This is it.
Right, this exact podcast episode.
It's a nice article. It's well written. And it's like makes us, they're like, hey, this team's great. Franchise is great. Everything, these guys, I don't know why they're so hard on themselves.
Yeah, it's a nice mirage in the desert when you're dehydrated.
It's just interesting because when I read it, it came out when April 12th, I read it much differently than I would read it, say, now. Just one quote that sort of stood out for me from Zach Lowe. He said Lowe suggested that Raptors fans alter their collective psyche this time around.
No.
He said, quote, be confident in your team. They've been the best team in the East all year. Try that on. See how it feels. Workshop it for a day.
Yeah, I'm confident in that team. That's not who was playing the last 6 minutes of yesterday.
Also, a nice shout-out to Navbadia in this article, by
shout
the way.
Shout-out to Superfan Nav.
But nothing else to say about that. Just thought it's interesting that...
Well, it's like even DeMar and Kyle said that, like, any, like, it was a waste of a goddamn year if there's no playoff success. Well, yeah.
Really?
We agree.
Do we tank for RJ Barrett?
No. Not yet, Barry. Let's get through this.
Okay.
Let's get through this series.
We're fine. No problem.
Man, we can still win it all, but... The last few minutes is terrifying.
We're all right. We're going to do it.
Just going to get harder and harder to win those games the deeper we get. So it's like, you know, if there's no signs, encouraging signs, well, it's hard to stay optimistic. They got to do it, man. Otherwise, everyone's going to be depressed like this. That's what happens. This shit is stressing me out. Oh, my God.
Too much. Way too much. I've realized I care about this basketball team far too much for a grown man.
It's not healthy.
I need something. I need something in my life. I got to get a dog, maybe. I don't know.
You know when like teams get murked and they pan out and there's always like kids crying? That's how I feel.
Oh, God. Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to cry after the last game.
Ugh.
A thing? Three.
Let's take it to Twitter. See what the people are saying.
See what the people are saying.
Maybe we're just the negative Nancys, right?
I doubt that.
A lot of positivity on Raptors Republic in the comment section, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we put out there that we're recording a podcast. Wanted to know if we had any questions. Got a few. Let's go to the big board. Killa Pascal. It's a pretty good Twitter handle.
Big goddamn name.
My son thinks Gortat looks like Gargamel. Agree.
Ooh, I don't know who Gargamel is.
From Smurfs?
Oh, yeah. The bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's a quote from our buddy, Efthymios Nasiopoulos, very funny comedian. But he sent me, regarding Gortat, he says, Gortat looks like he traffics Romanian women out of a laundromat. So I don't know if you want to tell that to your son, but...
And what does that say about Gargamel?
There you go.
Right? What are he and Azrael doing? Fuck.
Your Smurf references are fire,
on point,
buddy.
On fucking point is
Jesus
what they are.
Christ.
Right? That's a good question. Gargamel, I'd say kind of, yeah. I could definitely see it. He looks like fucking weird, though. Gortat. Like, he could be some kind of Shrek character.
He threw down the Polish hammer.
Jesus.
Gave the Polish hammer celebration. Well, first of all, Gortat does a weird-ass celebration, man. That's what I noticed. He, like, puts his hands together and then explodes them. Like,
huh.
Like when he does, like, a fucking layup or some shit.
Really?
But then he hammered on someone, I don't remember. And he came out, like with the Atlanta Braves chop, which I assume was him putting down the Polish hammer. I bet you he wears a lot of leather jackets, Gortat.
Yeah. Could definitely see that. Blue jeans. Loves them blue jeans.
Hagger jeans.
Karan Sharma, if the Wizards and Pacers move on, should I stop watching basketball?
No, root for Victor Oladipo. God damn it. Move on for the Raptors.
I would seriously have to take a break for at least a round if the Raptors lost. If they lose to the Wizards, I got to step back for a bit. I can't. I'm going to be rattled.
Yeah, we'll go down in the Sky Dome, buddy. We'll
fuck.
See what Teoscar Hernandez is doing.
Yeah. I'll wait till, yeah. So, Karn, I would say sure, but you're saying watch Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
Okay. Fresh of Breath Air. Can one of you please donate your shoulder to Fred Van Vliet? Thanks in advance. I'd love to, man. I just don't know if my shoulder's any better than a dislocated one.
I don't think you want my shoulders.
So
in an NBA game.
Will I go wrestle a fit looking man on the street to get his shoulder? Sure. I'm gonna need a weapon. I'm gonna need a shiv.
Oh yeah.
But I won't fuck up the shoulder.
I'm willing to put my body on the line
for him. Kidney shot,
sure. No problem. We need him.
So it's a good idea, Fresh Breath there, but we'll see. Jimmy Draper. Is there a less likable team than these Wizards? Has there ever been? The only comparable I can think are the Russian Olympic team, Pierce's Celtics, Lance's cycling team, and the Nazis. Well, some fucking strong words.
That's very strong. All over the map.
He is right, though. There is something unlikable about them.
Well, it's because they could beat us. That's why they're so goddamn unlikable.
But even
that's because we're terrified that these bums are going to beat us. That's why they're unlikable. And it's like the last two games, Bradley Beal and John Wall looked better than our backcourt.
Oh, God.
And I've argued with people all year saying John Wall is a loser piece of shit. And I don't know. Well, he's shown me that I don't know anything about anything. So
those twists.
They're not even there anymore.
That's what happened. I was going to say the twists are gone.
They were too tight, and now he's loose and
plays back.
Playing free.
Fuck. Sabir, when does the pain stop? That's a great question, Sabir.
Buddy, I think when we walk into that volcano, looks like. Life finds a way, buddy.
Andy B, aside from drinking and drugs, what's your vice when you turn... Vice you turn to when the Raptors lose playoff games. I personally eat a whole brick of cheese while insulting myself in the mirror. That's a pretty good move, Andy.
That's pretty awesome.
What do I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I was really rattled last night. I was really not in a good mood.
Oh, no. I didn't want to talk to my girlfriend. It was bad.
No. Naps her help, you know?
I can't sleep. I just lay down and stare at the ceiling.
I just cry until I fall asleep. You know what? Yeah, maybe stick with a big brick of cheese. Sounds like it's doing its job.
Eat the big brick of cheese in a nice cold shower. That'll do you.
And finally,
up from there.
Martin S. Martin from NYC. What's going on? Longtime fan, first time tweeter. Thank you, Martin. Outcome of game 3 and 4 if we had Freddy franchise. P.S. Wizards been flopping.
Yeah, I mean...
Is Fred Van Vliet the X Factor?
Apparently.
Apparently he runs the team. And we're going to have to pay him a lot of money next year, or else we're not winning anything. Do you think they'd won games 3 and 4 if Fred Van Vliet was on the team?
I don't know about game 3, but maybe game 4. If you give Fred that ball instead of fucking goddamn Compton Superman over there.
I'm going to say no. They should have won them anyway.
Oh, no, we should have won them. But, I mean, Fred would have helped for sure on that.
But, anyway.
I mean, we didn't win. They didn't have Bradley Beal for like 6 minutes, and we still didn't win the game. What? Who's going to make a difference with that? We couldn't score. And DeMar thought the best way to fix that was to take step-back threes.
Yeah. Fred VanVleet's not stopping that.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, Fred VanVleet would help if DeMar passed him the ball, maybe, but neither here nor there.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Take 2, thing 4.
Let's take a look at the other series in around the NBA. Get your picks. Houston and Minnesota at time of recording. The Rockets are up 2-1. So when this comes out, they can be up 3-1 or it can be 2-2. Any thoughts on that series?
The Rockets win that series.
Yeah. I'm just kind of surprised they lost the game in general. Like, the Minnesota took one game.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Turns out you give Cat the ball, he can do things with it.
Yeah, it works out. Yeah, I think Houston wins as well. It's just kind of cool that Minnesota got at least one game, I guess.
I mean, so did the Wizards, and then another one, and then, oh, God, damn it.
OKC and Utah, at time of recording, Utah's up 2-1. I had a kind of, on my sleeper pick, picked OKC to make it to the finals.
Not happening, buddy.
So I'm going to say they're going to win game four, and they're going to tie that series up. But I think, and I think they're going to win the series. How about that? Paul George. That's all I got.
Well, I don't. Ricky Rubio is on a goddamn mission from Jesus and is destroying things.
Yeah. Had him in fantasy all year. Wasn't doing that all year. I'll tell you that
bloody
right now.
Triple-double.
Fuck.
Come on.
Boston-Milwaukee, that series is tied at two.
That series is wicked.
So good. Do you think the Celtics take that or the Bucks?
I think the Bucks.
And really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Celtics.
I know, but I don't know.
Interesting. Did you hear that Giannis got denied at a local restaurant after game four in Milwaukee?
Why?
Let's go to the store. Let's go to the...
The fucking door frame was too small?
Bel Air Cantina. It's a Mexican restaurant with six locations in Milwaukee. Issued an apology on social media because it did not accommodate Giannis following the Bucks game four win. They said, "We are very sorry we weren't able to seat Giannis in a timely manner, as we would have hoped. The Milwaukee Bucks' big win, thanks to his tip-in and the team's great play combined with today's," and then it runs out. Because they just fucking wrote it on Facebook and then tweeted. This drives me insane, by the way. People that tweet shit like this, like their Facebook or their Instagram, it's like, no.
You can't. Oh, you want it individual.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Take the time.
What was the restaurant called?
Bel Air Cantina.
They don't got the fucking time, Barry, to separate it, okay? They're denying Giannis the biggest thing in Milwaukee.
It says he didn't complain. He just left quietly after waiting 10 minutes.
Because he's a good man.
People that tweet their Instagram posts, what the fuck are you thinking? I don't get it.
I just don't think they don't care that much.
But I don't, like, because you got to open it in Instagram. So if I'm on Twitter, I read like a half a sentence. And then it's like, hey, such good times in the... And then it's like cut off. And then there's a link to Instagram.
Well, hopefully, like, the tease is so much that, like, you're only following them on Twitter. You click on Instagram, now you follow them on Instagram.
It's not even a tease, though. It's just because they don't have room for the sentence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could just be literally mid-word.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too.
And Bel Air Cantina... I'm going to... After this podcast, we're hitting these fucks up for not making a formal post on Twitter. Take the time.
Take the time.
Take the goddamn time, or don't bother.
Barry's fucking bothered by this a lot.
It drives
me
insane.
It has nothing to do with the Raptors.
Drives me
being tied in that
insane
series. Completely separate issue.
Step it up. That goes for anyone. Anyone on social media.
I think he tweeted about something like that recently.
Yeah.
He said this.
Yeah. Yeah, I put it on Instagram.
This is bothering you a lot.
I just don't get it. Because it looks like garbage.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, like, I have to go from Twitter to Instagram. So I'm just going to see when I'm on Instagram. So let me see when I'm on Instagram, you know? Anyway. So Bel Air Cantina is going to get it.
Get it together.
They can get fucked two times.
Get it together.
One for not serving
Bel Air Cantina
Antetokounmpo. And one for tweeting their Facebook post. Fucking trash. Other than that, San Antonio, Golden State.
Oh, that was a gift from God there.
Nice to see Manu.
Turn back their clock.
It was great. Cleveland, Indiana.
I don't know what's going on. I really want Indiana to win that series.
I think Cleveland doesn't. I'd like to see Indiana too, but...
Listen, LeBron's got to fucking relax with these suits.
I kind of like... I didn't realize the suits were the...
Both times. Both suits.
Were short pants?
Yeah, they're wearing capri pants with fucking army boots.
Yeah, no, it's stupid.
Going to work.
Not down. But I did like the look of them otherwise, though.
Not a fan of the cardigan underneath.
Oh, I thought it looked all right. Philadelphia, Miami. Do you think Miami can win a game? Or three, I guess?
No, Philly's
yeah
terrifying.
New Orleans. Portland.
That's over, isn't it?
Yeah. Didn't see that coming. Yeah, I'd pick Portland in my pool. So
how come Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan get all the flack and then shithead over there?
Well, hey, I think they're gonna have to blow up that team. A lot of comparisons to the 2015 Raptors for that team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deservedly so.
Yep.
All right.
I just love that Dame was like, I've never seen coverage like this in my entire life. Like, yeah, maybe say that after the series is. In game three, you're probably not going to win game four. It didn't look like it, and you didn't. God bless. Hell of a fire mixtape coming from Dame Dollar, though.
Well, that is scheduled already, is it not? Or no?
A mixtape?
Yeah.
Was he going back and changing? What, are you going to talk about how you're underrated? Well, then maybe there's a goddamn reason.
I thought I saw something that he had set a release date for something. I don't know if it was a mixtape, but he's got time anyway.
If you listen to this podcast and you actively got Dame Dolla on your goddamn playlist, please message me.
Interesting.
And send me the song. Because I know you can rap, but I'm like, doesn't change the fact that I'm going to be on the goddamn bus listening to Dame Dolla rap to me.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Cardinal Official?
What, he was in Washington?
He updated Northern Touch.
Oh, and I heard that. What do you think of that?
Valanciunas.
Yeah, that's the only part I remember, to
Awful.
Be honest.
Awful. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You got to ruin everything in this city.
It's just...
Everything has to get ruined.
It is a dark time right now.
You know what? At least the Raptors, at least our playoff shirts are good this year. We don't got a goddamn...
That's true. You know what? Listen, darkest before the dawn.
Roald Dahl character on the friggin' chest.
It's going to get turned around. Everything's fine. Just happen to be in a shitty place right now.
Yeah.
Not forever.
It's fine.
Like you said.
And also, we're going to get tweets saying that we're overreacting. Let us goddamn react the way we're going to react.
No, yeah.
It's coming from my heart.
Think fast, think five.
Let's keep the positive train going. Get the NBA 2K update.
Ooh, 2K challenge.
Challenges out there. Anyone can take on Nick whenever they'd like. Sony PlayStation 4. I always fuck that up. It's PS4.
That's the full name that you said. Sony PlayStation 4 is correct.
I like to keep it formal.
There it is.
We know that. How'd the challenge go this week? Or 2 weeks, actually, because we were...
2 weeks I have not turned on my PlayStation.
Okay.
But I did manage to play a game after we lost to the Wizards yesterday with my buddy Patrick Hakeem.
Oh, good.
And so we do random teams, like I said. Yeah. I was overjoyed. I selected the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
And he landed on the Orlando Magic.
Wow.
You would think so, Barry.
Tell me Patrick Hakeem did not take you out with the Orlando
Magic. Patrick Hakeem.
Biz Mack?
Beat me. Yeah. Terrence Ross.
Terrence Ross
dropped a 20 piece on my head.
Holy shit.
Dropped a 20 and and I lost, and I immediately had to leave his house.
Huh.
And I walked home.
It really, what it's come down to is the 2K challenge has essentially been you and Patrick Hakeem, I feel like.
It seems like that.
I think we're like 4 games deep now in that.
Yeah.
3-4 games. And he's 1-3, I guess. You're 3-1. Does that seem right?
Yeah, but I mean, he called me this morning to remind me that.
Yeah, I would for sure if I beat you.
Orlando Magic. Don't say it. Yeah, he claims that victory alone is like 20 games, and I'm like, I shouldn't have lost. I was way too overconfident, and I just kept trying to dagger him with friggin' Kevin Durant from half.
Didn't happen.
No, Kevin let me down, just like DeMar DeRozan did.
Okay.
30 minutes prior to that, in real life.
That's a rough fucking night you had.
It was bad, yeah.
Jesus.
Also had some terrible white wine.
Oh.
Overall awful.
Box?
No, I don't think it was a box wine.
Okay.
Just not a big wine person, so it's got to be like real good.
I've got like a quarter of a box in my fridge left over from the Friday night game.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. Okay, well, the challenge remains.
Yeah.
Still out there.
Hey, man, as long as the Raptors keep staying in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm gonna turn on my PlayStation this week.
It's happening this week.
See what happens.
Get ready.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
I think it's best if we just gotta reset.
I think this is the only thing we can do at this point.
We need to, you know, light some sage.
Sage the air.
Air it up and... just get back to where we were before.
Mm-hmm.
positive, vented all this stuff. Feels good to vent, you know? If you keep it bottled up, that's when you go postal.
Yeah.
So we're good. We got all this shit out.
It's all out there.
So
exhale all the negativity. Inhale positive freshness.
Okay. Right now we're just going to do a moment of silence. It's going to be like the, you know, the moment to regroup.
I'm going to be praying for Fred VanVleet's arm in my head.
Sure. Whatever you think you got to do. We'll
and just... for DeMar DeRozan to make better decisions.
Yeah. Let's just all, and if you could just join us, just take a moment. Let's just sit back and just get centered, you know, readjust. So here we go. Okay.
Really hope you guys could hear the helicopter flying
there
over.
There was a helicopter in the background.
Which hopefully is not a bad omen.
Sure.
But an omen that we're going to soar above.
There it is.
The negativity.
It's a great omen. Positive.
Life finds a way.
That's going to do it. If the Raptors lose the next two, the podcast is over.
You'll never hear us again.
You'll never.
My stand-up career is over. My life's over. I'm moving into the woods.
Find us at the bottom of an active volcano.
Yep.
But we're not. Everything's fine. We're back. We're reset.
We'll win the next two. Nothing happened. We're laughing.
It was a good little hiccup. It was a good little...
Can't wait to play Victor Oladipo in the second round. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Hit us up on Twitter at Talking Raptors, RaptorsRepublic.com. Feeling good now.
Feeling better. Let's go Raptors. We got this.
Let's go Raptors.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.